with First News. It's fair. It's accurate. You get the damn truth here. A plane caught fire on a runway at Tokyo's Haneda Airport after colliding with a Japanese Coast Guard aircraft, according to officials. You can see footage of a large burst of fire erupting from the side of the airplane as it taxied onto the runway. Occupants of the plane, believed to be 379, got out safely. The Coast Guard said, though, the pilot of the plane evacuated as well. Five other crew members, though, were found dead. Haneda is one of the busiest airports in Japan, and it was busy as many people are traveling over the holidays. Ukraine's two largest cities have come under Russian hypersonic ballistic missile attacks. This morning, the assaults killed at least four, hurt 100, as the war in the Ukraine approaches its two-year milestone and the Democrats and Biden administration keep pumping billions of dollars into Ukraine to keep the war going, but not giving them what they need to win. Bulldozers have had to build some giant sand burns to protect beachfront homes in California. The cities have been hit hard this week by the powerful swells coming in from the Pacific. Around Ventura and other areas, a rogue wave on Thursday smacked the spectators there. Vehicles were moved, overran the beach. As generally this time of year, it's the wettest, stormiest time in Southern California. When it rains, it pours. Festive travel plans for hundreds of people were wrecked over the weekend. Eurostar canceled train services out of London, places around Paris because of the weather. The UK has been battered by some strong gusty winds and heavy rain from Storm Jarrett. More stormy weather and travel disruption expected through this week, the busiest holiday travel week of the year for many. New Jersey mayor is all mad. Buses of migrants are being bussed up into that area, New York City, New Jersey, and others. Texas, places like that, they can't take them. The Biden administration continues to ignore the migrants coming in into the country. The mayor of New York City said there's loophole in there right now. He's trying to get more federal help, but the mayors of these border cities have just had it with the Biden administration, and so they're sending them to these liberal sanctuary cities that welcome them with open arms, and now they can't handle them either. Boeing's going to ask the airlines around the country to inspect their 737 jets after they found a loose bolt on the rudder control system of an airplane. Boeing issued their inspection guidance to airlines after they found the bolt actually missing the nut during routine maintenance. The 737 MAX was grounded for a couple years after an accident claimed the lives of many. United, Southwest, American, Alaska have asked the carriers to inspect them, make sure that that bolt and nut are there. Top commander of our U.S. naval forces in the Middle East said that Iranian-backed Houthi rebels are showing no signs of ending their attacks on our commercial ships. And why would they? We're not doing anything to them. We're not taking out where they're getting these missiles or doing anything to Iran, funding the Houthi rebels and other terrorist organizations around the world. We have had quite a bit of activity there over the last 10 days or so. 1,200 merchant ships have been traveling through the Red Sea over the weekend. They fired on the same container ship in two separate incidents. That drawled military response. We took out a couple Houthi canoes that were over there. And that's been about it so far. The Biden administration are not quite back to work yet. Joe Biden's been on a long 10-day Caribbean vacation. He is expected to come back to the White House sometime today. Hacking of a municipal water authority in a Pennsylvania town is now prompting new water warnings from our security officials, states, federal governments, trying to wrestle with how to keep water utilities out from hackers' hands. The danger is hackers are gaining control of all this automated and computer equipment now that we've put in place here, folks, over the last 30 years. All these things used to run by hand. You had to turn the valve by hand. You had to do things by hand. Same thing at the utility places. You had to throw the breakers by hand. Now it's all controlled by computers. Iran, China, trying to hack into our systems, our municipalities. Congress wants urgent action. More Americans think foreign policy should be one of our top priorities this year, according to a new poll from AP. Concerns overshadowed by our long-standing economic worries, but 4 out of 10 adults name foreign policy now as a major issue, as all hell has broke loose over the last 3 years in this world. Israel, North Korea vowing to annihilate the United States last week. All these things now overshadowing our economic worries that we have. The president's popularity, the lowest of any president at this part of his career. Only 34% of people in America think the president is doing an okay job. Police down in Maui said that a surfer died after being injured by a shark. Ocean safety officers grabbed and transported the man to shore where first responders performed life-saving measures. He later died at the hospital. Warning signs have been placed on the beaches of Maui on either side, warning people that there are sharks in the water. New York's minimum wage will go up today, kicks in as the first series of annual increases will be heading for the Empire State. Minimum wage in New York, $16. Some of their suburbs will also see the increase take effect. 22 states around America will be getting minimum wage increases in the new year. California, their wage increased, went from $16 as well, up from $15.50. They have to pay delivery drivers in California now $20 an hour. Another new rule that kicked in as of January 1st. Connecticut increased their minimum wage to $15.69. Federal minimum wage in the United States, though, has stayed at $7.25. It's been that way since 2009, but 30 states have since taken action on their own. U.S. officials now seizing more shipments of unauthorized electronic cigarettes. Guess where they're coming from? China. The rise in these products continued despite the number of vaping shipments seized at our U.S. ports. Raises questions, too, on how to stop the flow of these fruit-flavored disposable e-cigarettes used by 1 in 10 American teenagers. Figures underscore the chaotic state of the nation's $7 billion vaping market. 11,500 unique vaping products are now being sold in U.S. stores. That's up 27% from last year. Nearly all new products are these disposable e-cigarettes, too. Those products generate $3.2 billion. By the way, that's all illegal.
Right?
They're not allowed to have them. But, you know, we do selective law enforcement around the country, and they're not going to do it. Too much money targeting our youth. Asian markets open the year on a downward trend. Wall Street benchmarks ticked a little lower so far this morning as we wait for the opening bell. Dow Jones Industrial Futures were down 0.1% early on today. We're going to start getting a lot of reports coming out this week now that everybody is back to work. Crude oil was up $1, $72.65 a barrel because of what's going on in the Red Sea right now. Tankers and so forth, they're all worried about transporting their oil, so it's putting pressure on the oil market. As 24 is kicking in, if you're planning on grabbing groceries or doing shopping, double-check store hours. A lot of hours around the country are now changing. More businesses will close earlier. There also is some other changes taking place in some of the major retailers. Shoplifting is such a problem in America and crime now. Places like Target and others are closing hundreds and hundreds of locations around the country until these liberal cities get a handle on crime and start prosecuting the criminals again. California will soon become one of the first states to provide free health care to all illegals living in their state. Starting today, they will grant access to all health care coverage through their Medicaid program in California, known as Medi-Cal. It's one of the biggest coverage expansions in California in more than 10 years. Critics worry the changes are going to change and strain the system. The state is facing a record $68 billion deficit this year, but they don't care. They're going to provide free to every single illegal that can get to California, and it's going to be a problem. And Hollywood closed out on an up and down in 2023. Wonka regained the number one position at the box office. Strong sales over the weekend. The Color Purple took in $9 billion in ticket sales in 2023 total. The New Year's weekend office this year lacked a true blockbuster, though. We just didn't really get that big one. The top choice was Wonka, of course, over the weekend. But, you know, there was no Avatar or anything like that that came out over the holidays. So movies were pretty much lackluster. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. Ooh, that sounds like a winner. Let's all go to that one. Some real crap there at the box office. Taylor Swift's Eras Tour set a record, though, last year for concert films, if you went and saw that. But other than that, there were a few good ones from last year, but most of it was all junk. And Hollywood, you know, they had the Actors Guild strike and the writers strike, right, and all that kind of stuff. So it kind of weighed in on the box office a little bit.
In sports, a couple of things. Kind of surprised to see that Washington and Michigan, or excuse me, Texas and Michigan are going to be playing.
Washington won.
No, Washington beat Texas.
Yeah, they won last night. Yeah.
And everybody was kind of surprised that Alabama got beat, but I'll be glad when we get to this year now where we have more teams in the playoffs.
Yeah, 12, I think, aren't there?
Right,
yeah.
And so you can actually have a number 12 come from nowhere because Florida State was left out and James Madison was left out and they were undefeated.
Florida State was all pissed off. They thought they were one of the best teams of the country, and they got beat 63-3 by Georgia.
Yeah.
Or something. And sure, they lost some players, but so did Georgia. And Georgia let off the gas pedal.
Yeah.
In that one, they were taking 40 seconds on every play in the second half, trying not to, you know, how do you tell your players, look, back, don't try to, especially when you put your second guys in there and they want to show.
You're not playing eight-man football in Gardner.
No, exactly.
So, and from the NFL, the Denver Broncos realized that we owe Russell Wilson about $39 million next year, but he's not starting.
Well, there you go. 42 degrees today, another wonderful afternoon, partly sunny skies. That's above our average temperature for this time of year. We've had a pretty good winter so far, which just started actually a few weeks ago. 35 for the high tomorrow. It's going to be a little cooler on Wednesday with a slight chance of showers. And then as we get to Thursday, we're back to partly sunny skies and 42. Friday, 39, partly sunny. Saturday, 37. Next Sunday, this coming Sunday, we have a slight chance of snow, about a 30% chance of some snow showers on Sunday, and cooler, high 27, won't even make it above freezing on Sunday, but that's what happens this time of year. 22 out there right now at 6:39, and that's what's happening. Mark and Paul here together, kicking off a new year, and thanks for tuning into The Catch.